This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
First, an email. This guy said, how's she going, eh? I'm 24. I've been listening to your show since I was 15. Yikes. I wanted to reach out for the first time ever. I recently left Metro Detroit a year ago, bought my own house, Northern Michigan. I live in the middle of nowhere. I've only got two neighbors. Both of them are awesome people to hang out with. Now, since listening to your show, I've gained a little sense of detecting odd and unique attributes about people.
How you doing?
We like you.
I guess my one neighbor and his wife, who I hang out with every night and have a few beers with, share a bunch of laughs with, I kind of thought they were into the cuckold, hot wifing thing.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to you guys, my spidey senses were right.
Oh, yeah.
They asked me to hook up with his wife because she's never been with another man other than the man she's with now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he wants me to hook up with her, but he also wants to be there for it.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he wants to see it.
And if not at the same time, at least take turns.
Oof.
Now, I got into a pretty lengthy discussion about it with him and wasn't shy about the details. Because of you guys, I had a lot of stuff to talk about.
You sure did.
We armed him.
Exactly what he wants, what he allows. It's basically a threesome, and they want to keep it going depending on how it goes.
You're going to have a threesome with the person that you live next door to, and then when it all goes bad, what are you going to do?
Well, we'll get there.
Okay.
He says it's what she wants, apparently. He said, and I've done a devil's threesome before, and it was fine once you get used to it. My question is, though, is it okay, or is it a bad decision to get involved in something like this with a neighbor? And I'm wondering if anyone else has effed their neighbors, and how did that work out? That bless you guys, by the way. I listen from 5 in the morning to when I start work until 4 or 5 at night when I'm off.
I know tons of people who've effed their neighbors, and they've all moved. Like, just about everyone who's effed neighbors that I know
moves.
They're all gone.
Hmm.
Is there any positive neighbor effing stories out there, or do they all end in disaster?
It seems like it would end in disaster, right?
Yeah, it's positive for a minute, but then the whole street knows about it.
Yeah.
You know? And someone's always mad.
Right.
Someone's always mad. Like, it's like, oh, no, it's all cool. Everything's going to be great. And then it's like, oh, did you hear? That person's husband couldn't deal with it.
Yeah.
And got super mad. And then they had to destroy the hot tub. And then they had to move. And then
destroy the hot tub.
I'm telling you. That's flat out
happened.
Neighborhood
no,
news
like they
right
ripped
there.
The hot tub out of their place?
They destroyed the hot tub. They got rid of it. I mean, people
expect?
Were banging in it.
I don't know what people expect. It won't end well.
No. I don't get it.
I don't even like to talk to my neighbors. So
no.
What are the odds?
Screw them.
That's how big cuckolding is that this guy moves to the UP or whatever.
Yeah.
Out in the country. There's no society.
Right?
Exactly.
And he finds a hot wife looking for a bull.
Yep.
It's
everywhere.
It's everywhere. It's been everywhere. It's just now more prevalent.
Yeah.
Someone said Northern Michigan, middle of nowhere, neighbor threesome. Someone's getting shot with a rifle.
Yeah, a lot of places.
And there's a lot of places.
I recently effed my neighbor. Worked out great.
I just wanted to weigh in real quick.
just a little thing here.
You know, if you have neighbors, it's a 50-50 chance all the time, right, that they're going to either be cool or just a complete nightmare. So I can't imagine having a cool neighbor and then
screwing it up,
trying to bang them and then have it go so bad.
Yeah.
You know,
it's weird.
This guy hasn't had a bad neighbor before, obviously. Like, have a bad neighbor.
Oh, he's only 24. I mean, this is probably his first time on his own. Have
a
you had
bad neighbor
sex
is the worst.
And did it work out? 1-855-954-6969. How did your neighbor sex work out? 1-855-954-6969. This person said, had a threesome with my lesbian neighbors. Ended up getting stabbed.
Mm.
He should pass.
Jeez.
Mm. Yeah.
Stabbed.
That's, sure.
Stabby.
That was one of those long story short.
Right to the point.
Yep.
We like it.
We love that. Married neighbor. Slept with neighbor that was also married. For the last 8 years, we have had to listen to how lopsided her titties are.
That's a hard one to break down.
That really is.
Who's talking about the lopsided? So how lopsided are these titties?
are they still together? Are they still cheating?
Well, I wonder if it was like a couple had sex with the other couple, but the guy keeps talking about that other girl's boobs. She's got to like hear about it for 8 years.
I wonder what this couple's like. Like, he's 24. He's a pretty young guy to be have a house out there in northern Michigan by himself. So I wonder how old this couple is, what she looks like.
It all depends where he is in northern Michigan. You can get, if you're out in the legitimate, out in the middle of nowhere.
He's considering it, so they can't be disgusting.
I guess, right?
Unless he just doesn't care. But it's like, it's disastrous because if they've really never done it, which I'm sure that that's their thing and they do it all the time, but they say that it's like their first time, they're telling him that it's the wife that wants it.
It's not the wife.
Yeah. Like, it can't be right.
It's not always just the wife.
I know, but it is sometimes the wife, right? Like, that's the hot wife. What is that? Is that the hot wife scenario where it's she wants it?
Then the guy wouldn't necessarily want to be in there. The girl, if the girl really wanted to just bang the guy, she would be like, I'm going to bang him. You go away. I'm going to bang the neighbor. But it's not. It's, hey, my wife wants you to bang her. I mean, I'm going to be there. I'll be in the room and
we'll switch off.
We'll switch off from time to time to make it okay. And
so is hot wifing just a cuckold, but the wife's hot?
I don't know.
That's
what I thought it was. And then someone like made fun of me. So I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hot wife is a married woman who often has sexual relationships with different men with the approval of her husband.
So it's a cuckold.
But not really, because the cuckold involves the guy being degraded and somehow and watching, and that's not always the situation. Basically, it's like, go be a whore, lady.
Okay,
they're not even attached to it.
You don't have...
They don't have to be.
Mm. I would argue that it's still... There is a degradation.
A cuckolding, right?
Yes.
You're saying, that's what it
is.
Go cheat on me.
That's what it is. It is.
Voice-changing technology. Anonymous is with us. We're wondering if you've had neighbor sex and did it work out?
Oh, yeah, I did. And, when I was 20, I had this stripper that lived underneath me, and she come and knocked on the door one day, had a joint in her hand, and she's like, you want to smoke? And it caught me off guard, so I was like, no, I don't even smoke. And then I thought about it, and I'm like, man, I'm going to go back down there. So I went back down there. Long story short, we end up banging for the summer. She brings over one of her stripper friends. I end up banging her, too. Well, then they get all kind of jealous, and they're fighting with each other. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it's over, you know, us banging. And so then the guy in the basement comes up, and he starts getting in the argument, and he come to find out he's the one girl's ex-husband. He drove around a moped. We called him Moped Man. Well, we lived there for the summer, and then we moved out. I banged the girl all summer. Am I not merciful?
You are. Absolutely, you are. I had a building filled with strippers, but I was in a relationship at the time.
How many of them did you have sex with?
None. I did sell one of my blinds.
Building full of strippers, that's almost as bad as bed bugs.
No, it's better than bed bugs. At least I got to watch them work out.
Yeah, that's true.
They all came down to the gym in
Creepy
the afternoon.
Dave.
No, don't be silly.
Yeah, Creepy really.
Dave, I wasn't just... being...
Don't be silly, Chuck.
Oh, come on.
What are you working out?
Don't. Stop it. Ooh. I wasn't like that.
Ooh. Ooh, doing squats.
Come on. Stop.
Somebody's not skipping legs.
Yeah.
Huh, ladies. Lots of legs.
Yeah.
Yep. No, they'd always work out down there.
Mm-hmm, I bet they would.
I lived on a street. When I first moved to town, I lived on a street with like five strip clubs on it. Five or six. My parents couldn't believe it.
All the strip clubs were
on. Well, they were all there. Yeah, they were all there.
Yeah.
Like, that was at strip club peak, too.
Yeah. And Dave lived in a big high rise that was there.
The only one on that street.
Yeah.
And I honestly couldn't believe it when I first... I picked a place in like a night.
Yeah.
I had one day in town to find this place, and I didn't even know. And then I went downtown the one night. I'm like, this is like, it was just all bad stuff.
It's a stripper hive.
It was. Yeah, there was two right there.
There was two right across the street. I could see one from my place.
Yep.
And then
down the street a bit.
Five total.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a lot. Six. But a lot of them were French Canadian, and a lot of them lived in my building. I got to know some of them because I'd be leaving for work doing a morning show.
They'd be coming home.
Yeah, And then, yeah, I did sell a bunch of the stuff that Amber wouldn't let me keep to strippers in the beginning.
Yeah.
They paid all in cash.
Yeah, of course they paid cash.
All in cash.
Dirty.
Ones and fives.
Yep.
Genital fluid soap.
Dirty cash. Absolutely. I put it all in little bags and then I deposited it. There you go. You hold it. Not me. Angie's with us. Angie, did you have neighbor sex and did it work out? That's the question right now.
Yes, it did.
It worked out.
It did indeed. Yes. Nobody ever found out, but.
Okay, so was the guy married? Was he single?
No, he was, he had a fiance. Mm. He had a fiance, and he lived in our building, and yeah, things weren't going too good with them at the time, and you know, single, why not?
So you banged him. How long did it last?
We only did it like 3 times, I would say, and then things got better with them, and then they moved out into a house.
Yeah, he's got to get out of there.
Oh, so he's with her now.
He didn't leave her.
He ended up marrying her?
Sure. That's what guys do. They're stupid.
They're still engaged and everything. They're still together.
Wow.
Wow. She has no idea that Angie ever existed.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right.
And you have no guilt about that.
Do you hear?
I mean, I do to an extent, but I mean, if you're not getting it where you want it, of course you're going to go elsewhere to find it.
Yeah. All right, Angie. Thanks for calling in.
What's crazy to me is that this guy who clearly knows, like, listen, I'm not in love with this girl. I'm not in love with this girl.
That girl, Angie?
No. The girl he's with.
His fiance?
He's not in love with his fiance. You're banging some other chick on the side, but you're still going to go through with it? Like, you're too much of a chicken to just call it off and save yourself the hassle of possibly having kids and then getting married? I mean, come on, dude.
Yeah, I
Wake
agree.
Up.
It seems like a real bad decision.
Wake up, man.
When you're cheating before
Holy
you actually
cow.
Even get married.
Yeah.
Oh.
Real bad.
Super bad.
Someone said the guy we bought our house from had recently married his neighbor, who was recently divorced because she was banging the neighbor.
Mm.
It's a
beautiful
twisted
day
little
in the slutty neighborhood.
Yeah.
Beautiful day in the slutty neighborhood.
Oh, this is different. I found my downstairs neighbor's son on Grindr. Had him come up for simple fun. No regrets.
Jesus.
Another one said, my married neighbor used to come over and give me Billy Joel's while her husband was passed out drunk. This was something that happened at least 3 times a week.
Mm.
Hey, can I come over and blow you? That's a weird request.
People be banging their neighbors.
Yep.
They
I don't
do
care.
It.
I don't care for my neighbors much. I don't want to have sex with any of them.
No.
No.
I just don't understand. To me, the risk of...
Lisa, your neighbors are like 104.
Hey, Lisa, you called me shirtless gardening.
Oh, boy.
I got the hose out. Is the mist covering my wrinkly tan body? My gray chest hair?
Still like the guy in the night tent?
No.
He's got the miners light on.
Yeah. Caught me with no shirt on.
Oh, I see. I'm shirtless at night most times. I hope that's not too hot for you.
Yeah, Lisa's safe, probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's just, I'm not tempted either. No. Come on, they're 112.
Yeah.
There should be no temptation. Someone else said, texted in saying, on an alcohol and cocaine fueled night, I had sex with the woman who lived downstairs. She was about 45. I was 25. The kicker was, she was the aunt of my friend.
The aunt of my friend.
After it was over, I never spoke to her again, and I avoided her at all times. Shameful.
Or aunt of my friend. You got to talk to her.
Hello,
like
aunt of my friend.
Back to the phones here. Jim, did neighbor sex work out for you?
Yes.
It did?
Yes.
Okay, well, explain.
Well, it was just single neighbors, or they split up to their husbands, and it was like about 6 different women on my street. I've been here 30 years in October, and then one a couple streets over, that went on for like 10 years. She was married, and her husband were all still best friends. They knew something was going on, but he was cheating on her, too.
Huh.
He ran a gas station and all that. His dad passed, and he ran it. And he ended up getting one of them pregnant, but her tubes were tied, so she went crazy, but we're still to this day. This went on for 10 years.
Have you ever had sex with anyone not on your street?
No. Well, yeah. No, I didn't do them all, but it was like five to six.
Dude.
And wow. Jeez.
So when I run into them at the, I got two bars in my subdivision right on the edges of them, and run into them, and everything's still good. No one's mad at each other or pissed. And my one friend that I was doing for 10 years, I seen her 2 days ago pull up there with her husband. He knew something was going on because, anyways, she was cheating on her all the time.
Yeah, I think we ran through that story already. Well, 2 minutes ago. I think we just.
Something's hard on the uptake.
I think he's calling us from one of those bars right now. One of those neighborhood bars.
Yeah.
Where he slept with six of the whores.
Yeah.
Six of the neighborhood whores.
Adam, you had neighbor sex.
Yeah, how's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? I understand your neighbors, though, were lesbians.
Yeah, so I was in college, and my neighbors across the hall from me were a pretty attractive lesbian couple, and we would hang out all the time. They were good friends of ours, and one day they pulled me aside and wanted me to sleep with the one girl, and the other one wanted to watch.
And you did it?
So, oh yeah, we did it like, I think, three or four times. And it was pretty good. And I think that it was just a phase. She just wanted to get some.
Just wanted a little dong in her.
In action for a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, it would seem like it would be a hard offer to turn down as a single guy.
Well, like two lesbians wanting you to bang one of them?
Yeah. Would you say yes to that?
Yeah.
Right? Who would say no to that? So, I mean, there might be some drama.
Two lesbians came here right now. He said that to me during the show, I'd go do it. Yeah,
you'd leave. Andy just left.
Oh, Andy's gone.
He's going all to.
Right. Okay.
Lesbians.
I mean, yeah. Lesbians.
We'd understand.
Yeah, we would. Yeah. No, we would. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
That and bathrooms are the only two times I'll run out of here.
Yeah. Lesbians and bathrooms.
Bathroom stuff.
Mm-hmm. Two of the big emergencies in Andy's
Poofs
life.
Poofs and lesbos.
Yeah. The Andy Green story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the name of my autobiography.
So listen to this text that came in. My neighbor was banging the woman across the street until her husband shot and killed him.
And that is why you don't do that.
Yep. That can happen.
It can end in murder.
They call it crimes of passion.
Yeah.
There's whole channels set up around it.
TV. Yeah, and I think you can get off temporary insanity.
Can you? That you can plead that if...
If you walk in and it's like you're just seeing red, someone's banging your wife,
they've turned murder into manslaughter.
Yeah.
So if you're just joining us, we got an email from a listener. He moved to kind of a rural area. He's only 24. He's only got two neighbors. One of those neighbors is a guy and his wife who want him to bang the wife. The guy wants to be a part of it, too. Basically, it'll be a threesome. He's wondering from us, should he do it or should he not? He's had in-depth discussions with these people about what's permissible, what's not, that kind of thing. And so we're wondering from you, have you had neighbor sex and did it work out? This one, wow. The first time I had someone dine on my backside was my neighbor.
Yeah.
Thank you, neighbor.
Very neighborly.
Can I borrow a cup of sugar?
Well, sure.
But I'll toss your salad.
Take it.
Mm.
My goodness.
Put a little sugar, put a little of that sugar back there, sweeten it up.
Mm.
A little around the rim.
Salt rim.
Yes. Like my margaritas.
Yeah.
Let's go next to Zach. So, Zach, did you bang a neighbor and did it work out?
Yeah, it worked out pretty good. We hooked up a couple times. She had just moved in when I had just started a new job. Things were going pretty good, and then I went to a work function and ended up finding out that she was the owner of the company's daughter. And we both looked at each other like we had just seen a ghost.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
And she didn't say anything, though?
No, her father never found out, and we hooked up a couple times after that. We kind of just laughed about it, but I was a little nervous about losing my job at first.
And
for sure.
You should be.
It's a scary thing, the boss's daughter.
Yeah.
Matt, what about you? You did it with two neighbors.
Correct. Lisa Three-Way.
Lisa Three-Way.
Yes, I lived in Oak Park. I started sleeping with one of my neighbors. I slept with her for a while. We're actually really good friends for a long time. And then her neighbor, a little bit younger than her, started coming over and hanging out at my house for a week with, like, my younger sister. And then she just started randomly hanging out with me all the time. And then for a week straight, she just came over and woke me up with fellatio for a week straight.
Fellatio.
And she had a boyfriend, and the guy just, like, spent a whack ton of money on her, bought her a new iPhone, full price.
Hmm.
And she got mad at me at the end of the week because I told her I wouldn't date her. I only could stand her when she had something in her mouth.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
A charming fella.
Jeez. Yes. That's how you get them.
Yes, apparently.
Silver-tongued
devil. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Jesus.
Knows just what to say.
Yes, he knows how to talk the pants off a lady.
But then he did. And two of them right next to him. Didn't have to go far. One on either side of him. It just seems like a real bad idea. Okay, let's give this guy our advice then. And we're all going to say the same thing, I believe, right? Like, has he talked about it too much that he can't back out now? Because I'd say he shouldn't do it.
He's much further in than I would have ever thought he would have been.
Because if he says no now, I think it'll still be very weird between them.
You're right. You might as well bang him.
Just do it.
Yeah, you can't.
Great advice.
Just do it.
Lisa's changing her tune here.
Yeah. Like,
Just do it.
Bang them. F them all.
Yep. Does everybody have sex with everybody?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. We just took 25 calls that everything works out.
Yeah. Except for the guy that got shot.
Yeah,
there was the one death.
We did have a death and one stabbing.
Yeah, if you're planning on emailing in again and asking this question, just know the answer. Just do it.
Just do it.
Do it.
Yeah,
bang them all. We'll get right to the point.
Bang them all.
Bang them all. Have sex.
The only thing that scares me is you are in the middle of nowhere with northern people.
Northern people.
And you never know. I'm sure there's guns all throughout that place.
Oh.
Just
so many.
Take your chances.
If that's really what you want.
Nothing else to do up there.
Follow them right to the basement and have some sex.
Come on down.
All right.
She's down here.
Yeah. I don't hear her, but okay.
Be careful.
Very dark. Over.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
All right, if you have been pooping yourself to death in Boston, you're not alone. I guess there's over 100 people that have had uncontrollable craps, and they're trying to figure out what's happening. They believe it's coming from contaminated foods that have been in contact with infected poop.
Mm.
Great. But they still don't know for sure where it's coming from. Here's the story of what's happening from Boston 25 News.
Could it be lettuce, cucumbers, or something else from the farm? At this point, Massachusetts state health officials have no idea what has sickened more than 100 people in the state with cyclosporiasis. But the number of cases is growing.
Last year, in the whole year, we only saw 33 cases.
The disease is caused by the parasite cyclospora and transmitted by the ingestion of contaminated fruits and vegetables. It produces one hallmark symptom.
People can have pretty significant diarrhea for several days.
At the State Department of Public Health, Dr. Larry Madoff says not only is this the largest number of cases ever seen in Massachusetts, but it's also the first time cyclosporiasis has been seen in residents with no history of ingesting food while in another country.
What we think is that this is because produce is coming from those countries and it's being consumed here.
So here's a bit of good news about cyclospora. It can't be transmitted directly from person to person, meaning if someone in your house gets sick with it, they can't give it directly to you. It first has to pass from the human intestine down into the soil. There it turns into an active form. And if it gets on produce and then is ingested, well, that's when it causes disease. For healthy people, cyclosporiasis is usually an uncomfortable, albeit not life-threatening, illness.
Well, you don't get fever and aches and things like that, like an infection that's invasive, because it stays inside the intestine.
People who get sickest with cyclosporiasis are the usual suspects, those with compromised immune systems or those who are otherwise frail. With the number of cases growing, it's important that if you have a lingering bout of diarrhea, you get it checked out by a doctor.
There you go, guys. If you have lingering bouts of diarrhea, make sure you see your doctor.
There's never been a time in my life I didn't have lingering bouts.
I was going to say, I wouldn't even know I had this.
I don't have
a fever, it's just normal.
Another day.
Have you guys seen that commercial for Pepto-Bismol that's like, they go through the things, they're like, upset stomach, nausea.
Yes.
And then there's one guy that goes, diarrhea. Like, he really breaks it down.
It's, he sings it beautifully, but his part was just diarrhea.
Imagine that. Like, you have to tell your family you finally made it.
Yeah, that's like, I kept thinking about it. I want to know the story behind the guy that sings diarrhea like an angel.
That's his only line in the whole commercial.
Yeah, well,
I'm sure he's a great paycheck, too, for the diarrhea line.
I'm a diarrhea guy.
Not enough.
See, the kitchen, I built that with my diarrhea money.
Well, at least the cupboards.
It's the cupboards,
yeah. Yeah, the cupboards you got.
Yeah, it's
diarrhea.
It's like crazy singing commercial. It's coming up. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I hope it's the right one we find.
I think I've seen this one.
Is this the one?
Yeah. They do get into it.
I don't know if this is it.
When you have nausea, yep. Heartburn, indigestion.
Yep. Yes. You missed it there.
He really did sell it.
Diarrhea.
It's the nicest diarrhea has ever sounded.
It's tough to make it sound
the
nice.
Director's like, no, more. We need you more beautiful on the diarrhea.
What'd you do? Sing it, but whisper it to me.
Is he the one singing it? The actor guy? The, the guy?
It's probably not even him. Right? He's probably like
someone else.
Somebody was in a booth
it's
and was like,
Milli Vanilli.
All right, hit me again with the diarrhea.
Yes.
Do it again from the top.
No. Not good enough yet. I still think it's kind of gross.
Let me try a little something different. Here we go. Upset. Diarrhea.
Closer.
How was that?
Closer, but I kind of still felt like I had diarrhea.
From the top, boys. From the top. One more time.
Diarrhea. Oh, that's it. That's it.
Is that good?
That's as good as it's going to get.
Oh, good job.
75 takes.
But here's the thing, sir. We're not going to use you in the commercial.
Well, that's a goddamn shame.
Yeah, we've got a handsome dude where he's going to be a flight attendant.
Way to pour salt in the wound.
Yeah.
You have the voice, but not the face of diarrhea. So
exactly. Hi, how are you? I'm the voice of diarrhea.
The voice of diarrhea. Yeah, it'll never tell you that. I sang that, you know.
Come on. No,
that's
you didn't.
You? That was you?
That was
you?
Me. I'm the voice of diarrhea. You're
Let me hear it. I don't believe you. Let me hear it.
Yeah, diarrhea. Oh, my God, it is you.
I told you.
Oh, my God, it is.
I told you.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, the guy told me I wasn't handsome enough to be the diarrhea guy on the plane.
Well...
Can I have your autograph?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Can you sign it, diarrhea?
Yeah, well, you know it. And you're going to have to help me spell it, though.
Yeah, who knows?
Nobody knows
who
how
knows?
To
spell.
Spell check. Spell diarrhea, though. It shouldn't be that hard to spell it.
Well,
lots of vowels in there.
Diarrhea.
I can guarantee you I get so it hard? Wrong.
I don't think anybody can spell it.
No. It's a terrible word.
It's a tough one.
It is. I just like him in the booth.
If I have to spell it, I just call it the poops.
The poops.
Yeah, I got the poops.
You know what I'm going to be singing all day now?
Oh, that's a bad one.
That commercial stopped me in my tracks. I'm so immature. I was like, just another little Sunday. Let's see what's on the old TV. Diarrhea, sing like an angel.
Well, I'm glad it finally came up.
Yeah. When you have nausea, yeah. Diarrhea.
Try new Pepto Liquid Caps for fast relief and ultra coating. Get powerful relief. New Pepto.
They even ended on diarrhea.
And the poor woman in there too. She had to dress in pink and rub her belly.
She's like,
yeah.
I got diarrhea too, boys.
Oh, diarrhea.
Ladies get diarrhea too.
They do.
Oh,
ladies get
don't
diarrhea.
Don't ever say that again.
Ladies get diarrhea too.
Diarrhea is for everyone.
It's a terrible thought. I don't ever want to think about a girl getting diarrhea.
Me either.
I don't.
Shut his mouth. Shut your mouth. Don't ever say that.
I don't. They don't get it. It's a guy thing.
He's even trying to give it to a woman on the plane, too.
Could you imagine a flight attendant comes up to you and is like, sir,
yes,
you having diarrhea?
You noticed.
Thank you.
There you go.
There's a ton of these. They've done a ton of these commercials.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, the country version.
Did he just touch his butt?
Yeah.
He's like waving his butt.
This is for down south.
Yeah, this is the country version.
We got it for everyone.
Well, it's like, you know, a lot of times because we are living near Detroit, you know, we would always be targeted. We'd have all like the
Motown,
the Motown style of all the commercials. So like our McDonald's commercials were way different than the rest of the country. Oh, it would be like crazy, like Motown-y style commercials that we would hear. So that makes sense. Like they're like, well, listen, we need a diarrhea commercial for Arkansas.
Yeah, so we're gonna do a country version of
that. Yeah, because we don't want kind of flamey flight attendants aren't gonna work in Arkansas.
How about like a band?
Diarrhea. Because they just ate fried chicken.
Yeah,
that could go wrong.
Yeah, it could go real wrong.
A lot of barbecue.
Could you imagine being at a meal too and be like, thank God that guy in that band threw me this Pepto-Bismol, because that chicken gave me diarrhea.
Yeah.
Fast.
It was immediate diarrhea.
Beautiful.
It's great that commercial gets you so excited.
I know. I did. I like kicked my little legs. Yeah, I was getting into it. Here's what we need.
Walker told me I have diarrhea.
You need to sing the word diarrhea
over and over again. How many times?
You need to whisper it while you sing it.
Whisper it and sing it at the same time.
Make me feel happy.
Here goes nothing.
Oh my God.
Is that what you were looking for?
You are the best.
I am the best.
You are the best. They said get the best, and you are the best.
You chose the right guy for the voice of diarrhea.
What's the I have a bad case of diarrhea?
It's like they're learning how to speak English.
This looks wild.
I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
You and me both, bud.
Some chicks in workout gear doing a...
What's happening?
Doing a... I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Yeah.
Diarrhea.
Remix.
Diarrhea. I have a bad...
Andy, can you do this commercial?
I could, yeah. Just give me that outfit.
Diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
This is your ringtone, James.
That is my ringtone.
Yeah. Like Andy said, diarrhea is for everyone.
It is.
That's three workout Asian ladies singing a song about
it. Yeah. And let's hope they don't, because they're in very skimpy outfits.
Yeah, no, that'd be a bad video.
Be able to tell.
Diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
What a weird DVD to buy.
Yeah.
You're like going to go to America, I guess. And they're like, well, there's only five or six different phrases you need to know, one of which is I have a bad case of diarrhea. Like you would share it, number one. Like you just like run up, I guess you just run to CVS.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
It's to prepare them for coming here to the country, because we have a lot of diarrhea
all that food.
What did you take away from America when you visited here?
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Well, if like an Asian lady comes up to you and she's like, looks like she's doing the chicken dance with her arms.
She's got diarrhea.
She's about to say it. Because I don't know why they got to flap their wings while they say it, but
helps them remember it.
I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
They learn right hello. There.
Yeah.
And then goodbye.
Yep.
Thank and you.
And this. And diarrhea.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
The guy trying to learn English for this.
Yeah.
I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
It makes learning English fun.
It does,
doesn't it? He's just doing the steps.
Yeah. I tried to get a chip also. Diarrhea song. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
I
can't get it right.
Damn it.
Keep trying. You're getting there.
I have a particular
diarrhea. Good job, sir. Well done, man.
Good, very good.
You did it. You did it. You do have a bad case of diarrhea. I believe you.
I hear
that from the bathroom. The echo of the bathroom.
You hear that?
Somebody's got diarrhea.
It's an Asian man in there with diarrhea. He's doing a dance. Oh my God. There's an Asian man dancing in there like the chicken dance. It's a diarrhea dance.
Fancy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Have you guys ever had a teacher that you were like, oh, that person was crazy?
Yeah, a bunch of them.
Have you? Yeah. I don't think I've ever had any that I've been like, oh, they were crazy. Maybe some ones.
I had a couple that were completely crazy, though. They were not. Well, I told you that one, Mr. Chaleski kicked a fat kid over in a desk with his leg.
It's true.
Mm.
Yeah. Thing you always squeezed, a gripper.
Yeah, okay.
So those anger balls.
He had some issues, right? He was crazy. That fat kid.
Like, that's that workout gripping thing?
Yeah, like
thing?
A grip strength trainer.
Oh, yeah. Yep. He's ready to kick Mr. someone's Chaleski ass.
Nuts.
In Rockledge, Florida, there's a teacher who's out of a job right now. One of the things he did, he told his class, there's demon energy in the bathroom.
It's because of better diarrhea. Said the foreign exchange student.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, a diarrhea.
Here's a story of what happened with this guy from clickorlando.com. Take a listen.
Brevard County teacher is denying investigative findings keeping him out of the classroom. The former Rockledge High School teacher calls the bizarre allegations a big misunderstanding. He explains his side of the story to News 6's James Barbero.
Former Rockledge High teacher is still out of the job. Edward Tardiff says he taught criminal justice for 4 years until last year when he says he got a letter from the district saying he would not be welcome back.
It is 100% false, and I have never had an opportunity to defend myself.
Tardiff agreed to tell us his side of the story under the condition we only recorded audio. The only picture he showed us of himself was from his time in the Army during the first Gulf War. Quarter century later, the Florida Department of Education says Tardiff told his students demonic energy came from the bathroom, and that a student was his spirit daughter, and he was another student's spirit husband. There's also mentioning in the report that Tardiff held meditation in his classroom during the school year 2 years ago.
Did you think there was something spiritual or demonic happening inside the school?
No. I made a reference to maybe there's something evil in the bathroom because there were kids coming out with red eyes. I thought there might have been drug use going on in the bathrooms. It was just an off-key remark there.
So are you saying you were joking and this is a misunderstanding?
This is a total big, big misunderstanding.
In the year since he was not reappointed to teach, Tardiff says he's just hanging out here at his house in Port St. John and looking for a new career. Tardiff was also the director of the district's Criminal Justice Academy.
Do you think you'll ever teach again?
I don't think so. Not after this episode.
Punishment for the 46-year-old former teacher includes not being able to apply for a teacher's certificate for 5 years. In Rockledge, Brevard County, I'm James Sparvero, getting results, News 6.
Mm. Thank you, James.
Jesus Christ.
Getting results.
Getting results,
News
6. Getting results, yeah.
I got results all right. Weird ones.
Barely legible.
I think it was just jokes. Or is that what he said?
I mean, it's possible that it was just jokes.
Telling a student you're their spirit husband, though.
Can't do that.
Can't do that.
Yeah. He's just weird.
He's a weird guy.
He's a weird spiritual, weird guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's I mean, I could see, but I don't know if he's... I could see how he's like something evil in that bathroom coming out with red eyes. Mm-hmm. Druggies.
Druggies.
You know.
Right.
What grades was he teaching, though?
Smoking demons.
Well, it was
breath.
A high school, oh, okay. So...
Well. I'm sure there's some demons in that.
I'm sure there is. Demons everywhere. All right. You may not know this guy. His name is Michael Pione. You probably don't, but he's the director and co-founder of collegehumor.com. He's making headlines today because he found a new kind of fame when he found out he was the only passenger on a Delta flight from Aspen to Salt Lake City. The only guy on the entire plane.
I can't believe they let it take off.
So he kind of, you know... put it all out there on social media, starting with the announcement.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're about to board flight to Salt Lake City from gate 5. We're the only passenger on this flight. Kindly board at this time.
That's me.
Mr. Pione?
Yes, yes, I'm coming.
I'm going to record this. In your professional experience, has anyone ever flown alone on a plane before?
Yes,
sir. Okay. I'm not going to post that. Okay.
So we're just
they actually had to load sandbags onto the plane to weigh it down because it was too light.
So it was one of those smaller
planes. Yeah.
Adding weight. We're just adding weight to the plane because there are no people.
Good evening, Vincent, and welcome aboard.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
The best.
If you need any assistance getting settled, we're delighted to serve you. To ensure an on-time departure, please remain in your assigned seat.
Yep.
Please place larger items in the overhead bin. When you need a...
Oh, thank you so much for
meeting the pilots.
Thank you so much. Pleasure.
Got a whole crew.
Can't wait.
Your private jet.
Yes, it's awesome.
Please lower your headrest. Once we are there, Wi-Fi will be available. You can find instructions on how to connect to the card located in your seat.
Oh, my God. It's way bigger than I thought.
Yeah.
Big
when you like to fly, up and away.
I mean, it's way bigger than I thought.
We put this up at davidchuckthefreak.com if you want to see the video yourself. But yeah, he had the entire plane to himself. I have heard of this happening before.
Where was it from?
He was going from Aspen to Salt Lake City. It generally happens sometimes in tropical places because they've got to get a plane there, right?
So they're just launching one
anyway. So it's maybe the last flight. They've got people there that have to come back.
Right.
And there's not many going to that destination now. So
typically they'll just cancel the flight, right? Reschedule.
But unless they have to get a plane there.
Yeah, they just need the plane anyway.
So they must have needed to get that plane to Salt Lake City.
To get other people, which is a busier airport.
Right.
That's a Delta flight too. That's sweet, man.
That's very nice.
I'd be like, let me set up some front glass.
Front glass.
You don't mind if I move up to
front class?
Let me sit up in that front class.
How's the front class seat?
Ooh, this is nice up in this front class.
Love me some front class.
Give me some steam nuts.
Give me some of them front class nuts.
Hey, baby. You get any drinks in front class?
Baby, give me warm cloth for my face.
I want all the hot towels. This is front class. Front class, bitch! Front class flying!
I guess it's like probably FAA regulations. The announcements have to be made
if
there's one person on the plane, right?
Yeah, guaranteed. It's a procedure.
So they followed it all. He got personalized announcements, personalized everything.
Pretty neat.
Nice.
It's sweet if you can get it.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Because that's the worst part of flying is all those people.
Yeah, the people.
I hate it.
You imagine they're like, would you like any snacks? And you're like, go ahead and just give me all of them.
Just leave the cart.
This is front class.
I'm talking front class, baby.
I'm flying front class.
All right. Like four pops.
Yep.
We've talked about swingers many times on the show through the years. I don't know if we really dived into this part of it, though. More than half of female swingers admit they do this to boost their sex lives.
Female swingers.
Half of them, more than half of female swingers do this to boost their sex lives.
Cheat on their man?
Well, that's part of swinging, right?
I think they're still cheating somewhere in there.
They do. Cocaine.
Oh.
Kind of right.
Viagra?
They use recreational drugs.
Oh. Hmm.
I think some women may have to.
What are you talking about?
Well, just because.
Wait a second.
No, hold on. Back it up.
Sex Dr. Dave.
So guys are getting all the strange, and they just want strange, and women have to deal with the men.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
All sorts of men. And in order to get through that, they may need...
I think if you're a swinger, though, you like the strange.
You like it?
You like the strange? I think women probably like it as well.
Yeah.
I think everyone's probably doing the drugs. That's just part of the lifestyle.
I think if you're a swinger, you like to party.
Women, but only 39% of men do it.
You had the numbers.
51% of women.
I'll be honest.
you've got to be careful as the guy.
You got to be a little bit careful as the guy.
You can't do drugs because you're boner.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're goddamn boner.
You got to be careful.
I see
what you say.
Especially if you're the guy in the middle of some kind of swinging thing. When you're like,
you're being relied on
for a couple different people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got to watch it.
Experts found women were the keenest to mix drugs with pleasure. 51% of female swingers admitted to using illegal substances to improve their lovemaking. That compares to 39% of guys. Nearly all drug taking that was talked about when hooking up, they all said it enhanced intimacy. But researchers warned the users in these situations were the ones that were less likely to have safe sex, putting them at increased risk of infections.
Sure.
Nearly half of women on drugs had unprotected vaginal.
I think there's just a ton of unprotected swinger sex.
Name of the game.
Yeah.
Risks. Taking risks.
Sexual health clinics, they say, should discuss drug use during sex among swingers and provide more information on safe sex. Well, everyone knows. I mean, come on. Everyone knows. Just because someone at a clinic tells you, don't you? I'm like,
yeah.
What?
Oh,
are
my
you
God.
Kidding?
How did I miss out on all that?
Jesus.
Yeah.
They say that please, if you're going to swing, use a condom. But if not, at least get a checkup right after.
Smart.
Mm. Of course it's smart, but again, that's no news to swingers.
No.
Swingers, no.
Yeah.
You're putting all sorts of dongs in you with nothing on them.
Yeah.
You could get something.
Swingers got to know.
They know.
But swingers still going to swing.
Swingers don't care.
Swingers going to know, but swingers still going to swing.
I think it's just a risky lifestyle.
And that comes
and
with
that just goes with all the other extracurricular activity.
Yeah. If you're not afraid to have 9 guys come in there and rail you, you're probably not afraid to do a line of blow or two.
Yeah, exactly.
You're right. All right. The world's first masturbatory vending machines have opened in Japan.
You put it in there and hit a button and then it takes care of you?
No.
Wouldn't that be wild?
They dispense masturbation aids.
Okay. What do I need?
They're vending machines. You can see like a whole bunch of them here.
Yeah.
With all sorts of...
Are they flashlights?
Things you can grab
sleeves?
On the go. They're all stocked with cup and spinner products in a variety of colors, along with energy drinks to keep you going.
Cup and spinner.
I don't know what that means.
Cup and spinner.
So like... I'm assuming like their version of fleshlight, like spinner, so it spins on your dong?
Spin.
What a thing.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Oh, man, I never thought of making it one
well,
into
here's
like
the
a
Tenga spinner.
Gyroscope.
Whoa. Spinner sex toy.
You twist as you insert.
Is it a play on words? Like,
oh, so
they call
like
it
this.
Oh, like you twist it?
Yeah.
Is it for guys or girls?
It's for guys.
That's for guys, yeah.
So it's good. You put your dong in there.
Yeah.
It's
probably
sleeve.
Like a corkscrew inside. So, yeah, it's got stuff in it to hit you where you need to be hit in certain intervals.
A new internal coil system twists as you insert, washable and reusable, intense internal textures, a
has a drying stand and a sample of lube included.
Oh, the drying stand is awesome. What a nice feature that is.
It actually is,
yeah.
Is a great feature.
Yeah.
You have a Fleshlight, you don't have a drying stand. So you have to like let it dry somewhere where your mom won't find it.
Oh,
if you're
right.
At home.
Even the drying stand, though, where are you going to hide that?
Mom, where's my drying stand?
Yeah, I mean, it's more like a display.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It does look beautiful.
They've installed these new machines in private spaces, not so much out front, so it's a little more discreet, they say. But people on their way home can pick something up. They're equipped with age identification systems, similar to those used on machines that sell booze and tobacco around Japan, too. And on the other side of the vending machines are screens with videos showing you how to use the products they're selling you.
Very helpful.
They've opened up in some very well-known red light districts first. And opening day, 300 people purchased something from the machines. First day, they sold 300 items.
Traveling men in Japan are very
horny. Just a horny bunch, man.
They're very horny.
Men in general are just sexual deviants.
They buy panties, like used panties out
from
of
machines.
From machines.
Live crabs. To have a snack.
It's a weird combo.
The two things they buy.
Pick up anything.
You want to step up by a vending machine and get the spinner. Yeah. A crab.
Ooh, energy drinks.
Use the shoes.
Poop shoes.
Poop shoes.
Poop shoes. Race away.
Worth every penny.
Coming up, it's a white trash alert here on Dave and Chuck the Freak. What nasty thing did an old dude do when he was busted by the cops in Alabama? Let's find out.
White trash alert.
On the one hand, this is an effective way to get someone to stay as far away from you as possible. I'll give him that, this trashy dude. But there's a 60-year-old guy named Julian Murphy in Montgomery, Alabama. So the other night, he started yelling and cursing at a cop outside of the Alabama State Capitol building. So the cop was like, hey, man, run along. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Don't get yourself into trouble.
Mm.
He wouldn't move. Yeah. As the cop started approaching him, Julian turned his back to the cop, dropped his pants. He mooned the cop.
And then the cop shot him in his butthole.
Before the cop could shoot him in his butthole, Julian took one finger and shoved it up his beehole.
Get down the ground, goddammit!
Then started swinging at the cop with his now poop-covered hand.
Oh, my.
Kicked up that funny moon.
It sure did, Lise. It sure did. Unload. Be like the Wild West.
It sort of worked because the cop backed away.
Well, yeah, I'm not getting smeared. And I don't want to kill you. A little bit I want to, but...
Well, I'll get the tactical shotgun out of the trunk.
The plan backfired when the cop hit Julian with a taser.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it tased him good.
Julian was arrested for disorderly conduct and public lewdness in Alabama. His mugshot, there it is.
Oh, my God.
Up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Surprised the taser didn't just finish him off.
Mm. That's a bold... Well, he obviously had something on deck, right? You can't just reach up to your beehole on a normal day and pull something out of it.
I don't know. I might. I think I could.
That's not a challenge. That's not a challenge.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.